Four things you need to know as a Christian, which will be very, very useful to you in your pursuit of your dream, your business success, your career success, or whatever it is that you are aiming at, you know, being successful in life. Number one, you need to know God for yourself. The atmosphere is very porous. There is so much flying. There are so many people talking. There are just so many people, too many different revelations of God and Rhema and all of these different things. You know, you need to know God for yourself. You need to have a very personal relationship with God, a kind of relationship that nothing else comes between you and God, not your pastor, not your church, not even your religion. Nothing. This is just directly you and God. You have that kind of access to God. That's number one. Number two, you need to know who you are. You need to know who you are. And that, I'm not talking about spiritual aspect of that. I'm talking about even physically, naturally, in this present world that we're living in, you need to know who you are. You need to understand the beauty of your uniqueness in life, the beauty of the uniqueness of your history, your story, your reality in life. Listen, you don't have to be like anybody. There is a reason why you were born you. There is a reason why you were born where you were born, at the time where you were born, and within the circumstances that you were born into, and even the daily reality of life that you face. If you don't know who you are, people will manipulate you. People will always control the narrative of your life. You know, anything that looks good, anything. People will always compare you to other. Listen, I've been in a situation where someone, not one person, a lot of times they'll be like, oh, you know, look at so-so-so person. This person is doing like this. The other person is doing like this. You know, this person said this. And again, because those people have been successful in the same career line that I'm pursuing, they try to use them as a standard to determine how I should pursue mine. And because I know who I am, I'm always like, in as much as I love these people, some of them inspire me a lot. I learn a lot from some of them as well. I don't want to be like them. I don't want to be. I don't want to be a photocopy of anybody. I want to be me. I don't want to be like so-so person or so-so person, maybe because the so-so person is, no, I'm not interested. I don't want to be a photocopy of anybody. There is a reason why I was born progress. There is a reason why God created you to be you. And when God created you, when you were born, you did not look like them. You don't have the same fingerprints like them. You don't share the same history like them. You don't share the same story like them. Your life's reality is even different from theirs. So you need to know who you are. That's two. Number three, which is very important, you need to know what you want in this life. You need to know what you want in this life. If you don't know what you want in life, everything that everybody presents to you, everything looking good or everything good that anybody presents to you will always make sense to you. You need to know what you want. What do you want? Because it is very important for us to know this, because we're living in a generation, in an age where everybody wants to control everybody. Everybody has an opinion on how everybody should conduct their lives, on how everybody should approach their business, on how everybody should, you know, pursue their dream and their career, on how everybody has advice for everybody. Everybody has opinion. Everybody has Facebook and social media. Everybody now don't buy ring light. Everybody get data. Everybody in this world would advise you. Everybody wants to control the narrative. Everybody wants to control somebody. People want to be in charge. You have to know what you want in life so that you'll be very firm about getting what you want in life. Because along your life's line, a lot of people are going to present you with a lot of options, a lot of good sounding, good looking options. And if you don't know what you want, it's very easy for you to just, you know, fall into anything or fall for anything that comes. Number four, you need to know how to get what you want. It's one thing for you to know what you want in life. It's another thing for you to know how to get it. When you know God for yourself, you know who you are, then you know what you want in life, and you know how to get it. You become so firm and difficult to manipulate. Who God has created me to be is unique to who I am every day of my life, is unique to my own story, is unique to my own history, is unique to my own advantages and disadvantages. So it has put me in a position whereby I don't want to be like anybody. If you like, be Michael Jackson. I love what you do. It inspires me. But still, I don't want to be like you. I found my own uniqueness in life and I love it. Okay? And sometimes if people come to threaten me, oh, if you don't do like this, you're not going to be successful. That's fine. Who told you I wanted to be successful? It's okay to not be successful. It's not everybody that will be successful at the end of the day. For me, I've reached that point. You know, and what gives me such, you know, firmness and audacity is because I know God for myself. I know who I am and I love me. I have fully embraced my reality, my uniqueness. I know what I want and I know how to get it. And if peradventure at the end of the day, I don't get it, I'm still okay. It's fine. So when people sometimes come to, when you come to the knowledge of all these things and people threaten you, like if you don't do like this, all those things is just people are just trying to manipulate you, to control you. When you know these four things I have listed out to you, you become very firm. You approach life differently. And you know another thing it does? It puts you in a situation where you respect people. On your dying day or on your dying bed, you will lie there alone and you will leave this world alone. None of these people, in short, all of these people will not be there. It will just be you, yourself, the life you lived, and your creator, whom you will go back to and answer questions. So it's very important you know God for yourself, you know who you are, you know what you want in your life, and you know how to get it. I hope you find this helpful for you as you try to navigate your life and in your business, in your career, and whatever it is that you want in life. God bless you. My name is Progress Effion.